Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew is joining us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Corey, my friend. A busy, busy week. What have you been up to?
Oh, gosh, what have I not been up to is another question. But, you know, as you know, a few weeks ago, I had an amazing interview with Greg Louganis, Olympic diver. So I'm so excited. He's a childhood idol of mine.
Fantastic.
So, so I'm just working on that interview now to get it ready for the public. So a lot of fun.
Oh, let us know when it's live and we can plug it here on the Naughty But Nice Show, darling. Hey, let's jump into our show. We've got so much to get to. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
This is a wild story at the top of the show. So Meghan Markle's birthday wishes from the royal family seem to have been downgraded post-exit. Let me explain. So members of the royal family celebrated Meghan Markle's birthday with lots of tributes on social media, though the wishes were a little bit different than they were from 2 years ago.
Uh-oh.
Prince William, Kate Middleton, Prince Charles, Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall all took to Twitter to wish Meghan a very, very happy birthday. This is similar to what they've done before. Even Clarence House wished her a happy, happy birthday. But if you look closely on Instagram, you will notice a slight change. They are not featured in the grid. Rather, they are Instagram stories, which expire after 24 hours. So I get it. Some people might think this is a little strange. Some people might think I'm being a little bit dramatic. But if you look back 2 years, they used to say happy birthday to Meghan on the regular old Instagram. And you can go back 2 years and see these
and
lovely wishes.
Yeah.
Now they're not. Neither on the Instagram stories. I hit the phones to see what was going on here. I spoke to my sources and they said they couldn't ignore her birthday. So they had to say happy birthday, but they want this to disappear quite quickly. So there's nowhere better to do that than to do an Instagram story. It's shady. What? It's going to sound like we're causing trouble, but I'm onto something. What do you think, Corey?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, why would they want it to disappear? I mean, that's already so like shady. Why not just put it in the grid like everyone else? It's a clear sign that they are just not a fan.
They're not a fan at all. Now, Corey, you're on Instagram. When do you use Instagram stories and when do you use regular old Instagram?
You know, I would, when I have something like really special, Instagram stories are like my special place. Like, you know, I do music, so if I'm announcing a new song, I add a little audio, a little video clip. But otherwise, you know, the main grid is where I really kind of want things to live forever. So I'll share that same song again in my main grid, because the main grid is the prime real estate, quite honestly.
Yes. Right? Yes, yes.
So, I mean, the fact that they put them in like the expiring 24
it's
hour.
Awful. It's awful. It's awful. I don't even use Instagram stories. I know what it is. I don't use it. If I want to post something, I post it. Yeah. If I don't want to post it, I won't post it. Like for me, there's no picture, nothing I put up that I say to myself, well, I only want this up for 24 hours. No. If I'm in, I'm in. Like Wendy used to say it like you mean it. I just don't get it. I do know some people say if you do Instagram stories, more people watch them because you flick through them more often. But I don't know if that's even true. I like it. If you mean it, if you want to say it, say it. Definitely here. Also, too, this is exclusive reporting. I'm told that although William and Kate reached out on social media, they didn't do it privately. So they didn't pick up a phone. They didn't call. You know, some people that I say happy birthday to, Brie, Captain Brie, it was Brie's birthday, a naughty. Hello, Brie. Hello, hello, hello. I said hello, happy birthday, Brie, on Instagram, but I also texted her. Because I said happy birthday. I like a personal note. What do you think?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, remember that whole thing with Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall where she was like, I sent you a message about your brother. She's like, we were coworkers. Don't text. Don't like Instagram about my brother's death. Like, call me and say you really genuinely feeling bad about it. So it's a weird thing.
It's
social
weird.
Media replacing the person's touch. Yeah.
It is weird, isn't it? I mean, we follow so many people though, and the world has changed because of social media. There's some people
thing.
That I'm quite happy to say happy birthday to on social. I don't even have their phone numbers. I don't know these people. But if I know you, I try to say happy birthday. Just a text.
Well,
I might not pick up the phone.
I sang to you.
It was fabulous. So I, honey, you, I know nobody can beat you now when it comes to my birthday. I was trying to shame Donnie and Elena into leaving me a little singing Instagram too, but they would not follow you for good reason too. You're such a good singer. Hey, let's get to our poll question of the day. Meghan Markle's birthday wishes from the royals got a downgrade. Is this petty or is it appropriate? I should remind everybody, Meghan and Harry, I know you don't agree, Meghan and Harry did choose to leave the family, and it's not just the family, it's a business. So if you choose to leave the business, is it over or is this petty? I know what you think,
so
Corey, but
weird.
Oh, Corey. It's,
so
they just
awful.
don't like each other, do they? They pretend they are not.
They can't
lying.
Even hide it now.
They can't even hide it. They're not even pretending to hide it anymore. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, our bio show to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, Kim Kardashian has revealed a painful secret to that perfect stomach she has. So, yeah, she's become more and more transparent about her looks and some procedures than she had been in the past. You may have noticed she's talking about that stuff a lot more. But Kim shared a photo on her Instagram, and in her Instagram story, by the way, of her stomach, and she posted an Instagram story of her stomach after a treatment called the Morpheus laser, and she calls it a game changer. And she said, I did Morpheus laser to tighten my stomach. That's what she wrote in the caption. And she says, I think this is my favorite laser, like, because she has multiple lasers apparently.
I think she does a face too.
Okay, I see. So she means her favorite laser treatment, I guess.
Yes.
So she said it's her favorite laser treatment, but it's painful. LOL, but worth it, she says. So according to his website, Morpheus 8, it's described, it's a micro needling treatment. Now, check this out. It punctures the skin with tiny needles, and it delivers pulses of radio frequency energy into the deeper layers of the skin. It's like, honey, just go to the gym. I mean, that's
how much does this cost, Corey? This sounds expensive.
Well, you know, it can range anywhere from $350 up to $3,500, maybe an average somewhere about $2,000.
She got the good
people.
One. Yeah, she got the expensive one. We'd get the cheap one, and even that we'd be annoyed with, wouldn't we? It's very interesting.
It's really
here. Part of me likes the fact that she's telling the truth, because you look at these pictures of Kim and you're like, oh my goodness.
It's impossible.
I mean, she looks impossible. Like, she said that her body fat percentage was 25% and now it's 18.8%. I think once again here, I do like that she's being honest, because with the Kardashians, with often with these pictures you see on social media, mm-hmm. it's not quite true.
No. Especially with Khloé. Khloé does a lot of photo manipulation. Yes. And people will think Khloé's had stuff done, but she's really just making fun with filters. Like she makes her nose smaller, right. her lips bigger.
Yes.
It's not surgical at all. It's all filtering.
I'm glad that she's being honest about this, but I wonder too, I don't know if I'm encouraging people to do this. It all makes me very, very nervous. Hey, let's move along. So the Catholic Church is fighting back, telling Britney Spears that, hey, you never requested to get married here. Yesterday, our lead story was Britney was slamming the Catholic Church, saying she wanted to get married at this beautiful church. She posted a picture, but she said she wasn't allowed to because she's not Catholic. Now a rep for the Catholic Church. I love they have a rep. They have a spokesperson.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean,
like Beyonce. So they have a rep. Yeah. So the rep for the Catholic Church told TMZ that they checked their records and Miss Spears has never visited the church nor ever asked to hold her nuptials there. However, the church rep did confirm that at least one spouse has to be Catholic in order to get married in a Catholic church.
Okay.
The spokesperson explained too that the photograph that Britney pictured that she posted was captured from their live stream. It wasn't a picture that she took because she's never been there. All very confusing.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
What?
I know.
Well,
Britney.
Oh, my gosh. How could she even think she'd want to get married if she's married there, if she's never even been
she's never
to the
been
place?
She saw a picture. It looks lovely in a picture. And it's a wedding photograph she posted. That's not her wedding. We don't know whose wedding that is.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Britney.
Honey.
Oh, I do love it. I do love
She's
it.
So messy,
Britney.
But
oh, it's
her.
Messy. It's messy. She was raised a Baptist, and then she studied Kabbalah. And I think Britney thinks she could just rent the church out like it was Madison Square Garden.
Like it was like just a dinner hall.
Just a venue.
Just
rent it out. We've got later on in the show our poll question about what you think about this, so we'll save that for a little later on in the show. Hey, Corey, tell us about The View. They've named their new co-host. There's a twist here. More than one.
Well, it's so funny because this is a bit of a surprise for me because I thought Anna Navarro was already, she's there every day. She's always there. But yeah, Anna Navarro and Alyssa Farah Griffin, they are named now as the new co-hosts on The View. So congratulations to both women. Now, Anna joins Alyssa as co-host of The View after appearing on the ABC talk show for years as both a contributor and guest co-host. I literally thought she was already, I thought she was a full-time host already. But Whoopi Goldberg and Sarah Haynes, Joy Behar, and Sonny Hostin, they revealed the news on Thursday, congratulating both women on their roles. Now, earlier that same day, Variety revealed that Navarro, 50 years old, signed a multi-year deal beginning with season 26 in September. So yes, honey, get that money, Miss Navarro.
Get that money.
Now, she began appearing on the show as a contributor back in 2013 and
as
a guest co-host in 2018.
That's
so she goes a long way
it's
back.
It's a long time.
And, but Griffin is newer to the show. Now, she's a political advisor, and she started just guest co-hosting. Now, she's the new conservative voice, I guess.
Yes.
Replacing Megan, who then replaced,
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Elizabeth, who's coming back for a little
coming back too.
Couple.
Oh, it's
like
musical chairs over there, isn't it? It's musical chairs over there.
Yeah,
I wish them all well. Now, I got a bit of gossip too. They did not tell Megan. They didn't give her the heads up about who was replacing her. But I get it because she's no longer working there. But I think they might have called
Her.
But they said that too. They couldn't trust her. She's got a column now with the Daily Mail. So if you told her who the new co-hosts were,
she would have leaked
she would probably whisper it to the news desk, wouldn't she?
Yeah,
I mean, I
totally.
Would.
Yeah.
So they didn't really trust Megan to announce it. So another name that I heard was bubbling up was Liz Cheney. So Liz Cheney's primary, I think, is in a couple of weeks. Don't worry, we're not doing politics on this show.
No.
But her primary is in a couple of weeks, and she has a very good chance of not winning. And so they said, if that doesn't happen, how about joining? She didn't want to do it. She said, no. She said, if I win, great. If I don't, I don't want to become a TV talking
That's
head.
That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that? I think she didn't want to move to New York either. Like, she's from,
Is
it Wyoming? She didn't want to come here. So I know we always think all these people want to do TV, but Liz Cheney, no thanks, apparently.
No,
hey, quickly
she's wealthy,
before we go.
So she doesn't need the money.
Oh, honey,
she
got
money.
She got money. Okay, quickly before we go to break, Khloe Kardashian is shading Taylor Swift over the leak revelation that she uses a private plane more than anybody else. So a couple of days ago, it was revealed that Taylor Swift uses a private plane more than anybody else, and it's not good for the environment. So she was a bit shamed about this. Taylor's people were so upset that her PR folks put out a statement saying Taylor doesn't always use it that much. She loans her plane out to other people, so it looks like she's using it all the time and has this terrible carbon footprint. But they said it's not all Taylor. Well, now Chloe is shading Taylor. So Chloe liked an Instagram post that suggested her mom, Kris Jenner, leaked the information about Taylor because the Kardashians use private planes a lot.
Yeah,
in the past,
Kylie, right? Kylie
that's
just
right.
got in trouble last week,
yes!
2 weeks ago.
That's why everyone's saying Kris Jenner did this, because last week we were all going mental that Kylie Jenner used a private plane for 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, she could have got in a car, but she went on a private plane, and she was a bit obnoxious about it. She posted two private planes, her and her boyfriend's, and was like, which one should we take?
Yeah,
which one should we take, honey, yours or mine? So everybody was furious with Kylie Jenner. 7 days later, this big report leaks that Taylor Swift is worse than Kylie.
Oh my gosh.
No, so
Chris
everyone
totally
now thinks
did that.
Chris did this. I think it was Chris.
Chris, girl, we know you did it.
Chris
honey.
Jenner. I just, this made me scream, scream,
so
scream.
Funny.
So somebody on Instagram posted, quote, who leaked that Taylor Swift's private plane took 170 flights last year? Then the video cuts to Kris Jenner sitting down for an interview, and somebody asks her to introduce herself, and she says, I'm Kris effing Jenner. Now, Chloe always tells you that she did it. What do you think? I think she did
it. Oh, she totally did it. But you know what, though? It's kind of one of those things where, Taylor, it makes sense, too, because, you know, you can. There's an app. You can track flights.
You can track
like,
it.
Yeah. I have friends who do this for, like, hobbies. You can track flights and see where all the flights are going. And Taylor maybe really just letting other famous friends use her plane. Maybe
use
it's
her
not
jet.
Her.
It's not her. That's what they're saying here. But even so, Khloe Kardashian, you make me laugh. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. As promised earlier in the show, we've got your results. So we were talking yesterday about Britney Spears slamming the Catholic Church for not letting her get married there. Is Britney right? 80% said no, Britney is not right.
Uh-oh.
It is a Catholic church, like them or not. It's their church, it's their rules. Should the rules change? Maybe, but that's not the debate here. Yeah, you know, I once went to this really fancy private club and they wouldn't let me in the Harvard club. I didn't go to Harvard, but I had a friend who went to Harvard and I was going to go there for drinks, and I got there and they wouldn't let me in because I was wearing jeans. Now, at first I was furious about it, and then I was like, you know, it's their club. It's their club, and I don't want to come in, and I don't want to go in any case.
I
don't want to go there. I know. We came back downtown and went to Bottino.
Yeah, and the drinks are better at Bottino.
Oh, better. They wouldn't even care if you're wearing jeans or not. You could wear nothing in there. My sort of bar. I know, so part of me plays by the rules here. Like, Brittany, I do love you. And yes, churches, I wish they were inclusive, but you can't just rent them out. It's
not like
a venue. It's not.
I mean, some you can, but not that one.
That's right. Not that one. You can't rent that one out, Brittany. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, Gisele Bündchen. Now, she shared a look at disciplined Tom Brady in a full dad mode for his birthday. So Tom Brady turned 45 years old on August 3rd, and his wife Gisele Bündchen made sure to celebrate her husband with a sweet post on Instagram. It's a snapshot that reminds his fans that not only is he an elite athlete, but he's also a pretty cool hands-on dad as well. Now, sharing an image of the NFL star in his Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform, Brady smiles directly at the camera while he holds his daughter Vivian, 9, in his arms, and Benjamin, 12, stands next to him adorably wearing his dad's football helmet. And the caption reads, "Happy birthday to one of the most focused, disciplined, and fashionable persons I know," she wrote. "At Tom Brady, you are so loved, and we always are here cheering for you and wishing you all the most wonderful things in life," she wrote. So she is, of course, our nicest
of the day. Yes. Can we just say how good looking they are?
Such a good looking couple. Although I don't really like Tom Brady. He's a little Frankensteinish to me, but I get it.
I get it. Yeah.
I get it.
For me, I think he's just drool worthy. Do you know I had a chance to represent him, be his publicist?
Uh-oh.
I know. So well, Paul, this fancy fashion publicist who knew Giselle, called me. I'd just started my own company. I was looking for new clients. I think I had J-Lo or maybe Jessica Simpson, but I needed some more clients. And Paul called me and said, I've got this football guy. No, I said, I don't know football. I don't. He said, oh, he's quite big though. Let me finish, Rob.
And
I said, absolutely
like, no.
not. I said, I don't know him. I don't care about them. I don't know a ball from a bat. I don't care.
Right.
He was like, well, his name's Tom Brady. I said, I still don't know him. No, thank you. And then I told a few friends over drinks at Bottino. And one was like, let me pull up a picture. They didn't know who he was either. But
right,
they said,
right.
let's have a look. And then they were like, oh.
Yeah. No, he's known for being a handsome man. Not my cup of tea, but, you know, he's a good looking man. He is.
He's a good looking man. Hey, let's do naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. And naughtiest of the day, someone that I actually adore. Lisa Renner, if you're listening, she listens to the show. Hello,
oh,
hello, hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa Renner, you were so naughty. I used to represent Lisa. I know, I was her publicist. Which was fabulous. And I was always staring at those big lips. Always. And she used to catch me staring at her lips. She was like, stop staring at
me. My crush was on her husband when I was.
Oh, Harry Hamlin. Oh, he's delicious. Well, she's addressing her bad behaviour on social media, saying, I know I've been a nightmare. What I like here is she does own up to stuff. So she was on Andy's show and she said, I've been a freaking mess. You can call me whatever you want. And Andy said, I'd call you a disaster, a double disaster. And she said, call me that because it's true. She said, Andy, I've just been a nightmare right now. That's all I can tell you. I've been a flipping nightmare. I know it. I acknowledge it. And I've tried to fix it. But at least she's aware of it. She did go on to say it's a little bit more serious here. Since the death of her mom in November, it's been a little rough for Lisa.
Yeah.
So we'll cut you a little slack here, but being naughty on social media, even if you have a reason, it's still naughty. You're the naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Hey,
let's end with
naughty.
A moment on Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. So we've been taking celebrity quotes from my book, The Four-Word Answer, all week, and they seem to be playing really well. So we have another one today from my old friend, Jessica Simpson. Jessica said the following,
love
I love this quote, I don't have anything to prove anymore. What other people think of me is not my business.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's it. Amen,
what you think
girlfriend.
Of me? None of my business. Hey, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review and remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.